It's the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson, and this podcast is the first in a series about how you, the IT pro, can best deploy, manage, and do the previously undoable with Windows 10. You can read all the blog posts in this series and listen to the other podcasts at aka.ms/deploywin10, but we begin today with step one, best practices for quickly and painlessly deploying Windows 10.
Hey, it's great to be back here again, and it's great to be back with Mark. It's been a couple months since we did a podcast last.
Yeah, thanks, Brad, for having me back.
You know, Mark Florida's here with me. Mark runs all the program management on System Center Configuration Manager, and what program management does at Microsoft is it's the team that really is collecting all of the input, the feedback from, you know, from customers, from competition, you know, from the other teams inside of Microsoft, and synthesizes that all into a strategy that's prioritized. And so, you know, Mark is basically the person who sets the priority and what we're going to build in Config Manager. Big job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely a big job, but it's pretty exciting, especially with what we have lined up with Windows 10 and what we're planning to do to support that with our, you know, management products, Config Manager and Intune.
You know, one of the things I love about Mark as well, some of you may not know his background, but Mark actually came out of IT.
Yes. Yeah, I can't believe, you know, how many years I've been at the company. I started in Microsoft IT here running Config Manager.
Yeah.
So it's kind of great to move into the product group and kind of see both ends of the spectrum.
And I think having come out of IT where you were literally, you know, the individual responsible for the Config Manager deployment that we managed well over 300,000 PCs, I think there's a certain amount of experience and empathy and just, you know, hey, we got to make sure this stuff works the way it's supposed to work that comes with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Windows 10 and this whole blog series that, you know, has gone live and these podcasts. You know, for us at Microsoft, here we are in July and, you know, coming up to the RTM of Windows 10, it's a significant event for the company.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. It's been a big focus for us over the last, you know, really couple of years. You know, we've been working on this for a while, and we're excited to kind of get that new version out because we see some great benefits for the enterprise.
You know, Mark and I have both worked on, you know, whether it be on Windows or whether it be on the management of Windows, you know, for many, many years. And it was funny. I was kind of thinking back. I've been working on management tools to enable organizations to deploy and support Windows since Windows 95. It's something like 10 releases now. You know, a few of those are outside of Microsoft, and, you know, in the last 12 years all here at Microsoft. This was a fundamentally different, you know, approach to how we built Windows. How we're going to deliver Windows is fundamentally different, and how we actually did the planning across the company was different. So I want to dive into that. But I'll make the statement at the onset here of, in terms of, you know, looking at versions of Windows and iteration that we've done on Windows over the last 20 years, I think what we are doing right now with Windows 10 is the most set of significant changes that I've ever seen us do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and just to kind of play on that, too, is that fundamental shift that the Windows team has taken to focus on providing Windows as a service.
Yeah.
You know, we see that as great because we know that our customers are always looking for kind of the latest and greatest feature functionality. And then that puts a burden on us, which we are happy to pick up to make sure that customers can get those new management capabilities to match what changes are coming in the operating system.
Yeah, and there's a couple of really key points there. You know, I think the first one is expectations of users because of what they have in their personal life has got to the point where they just expect continual new delivery of new value. And certainly if we were on a cadence where we were delivering a new version of Windows, even on a yearly basis, but, you know, for many, many years, it was every 2 or 3 years, it just didn't meet expectations. And we take a look at the competition, if you will, to Windows. You know, you take a look at other platforms and there's constant updates going out. The apps get updated every couple of weeks. And I think one of the things that I love about what Windows has done in this release is, you know, the leadership really sat back and challenged a bunch of the assumptions that we've had as a company for decades. Some of those assumptions still held, but many of them didn't hold any longer. So just the fact of challenging the assumption, I think, has got us to a place where we're going to deliver much better solution for the world, you know, consumers and enterprise. But this concept of Windows as a service, you know, and the ability for us to constantly be deploying new value, I think that's going to be the most significant thing, along with the universal apps that we'll talk about later. But let's dive into a minute on what does Windows as a service mean for the typical enterprise?
Yeah, I, you know, I, for myself, when I think about that, I really look at you know, the game plan of what Windows looked like maybe years ago or past releases. What you typically would have to do is, you know, go through the kind of deployment burden, if you will, of getting your operating system upgraded. And then you would basically get new functionality every few years through like a service pack or, you know, something that's kind of heavy to deploy. Windows, like you said, has just reacted to, you know, what our customers want, which is great. And that's just faster features. So what customers can kind of expect is they'll be getting these more incremental, easier to kind of digest updates of Windows that will come out. And you'll be able to then use Configuration Manager and Intune to kind of control the rollout of those updates in your environment. And it'll be something that'll be done, you know, in a much quicker cadence than what we've traditionally seen with our service packs. So the service aspect is both sort of a way to, you know, make sure that you're getting those sort of latest and greatest updates. But then us on the management side, we're reacting in how our tools are handled so that we can make sure that you can control those updates, you can test those before they go out to a broader set of users in your environment, and you can be assured that you'll get the functionality, not just sort of day one, but at a schedule that's kind of right for you as well.
You know, and I think, you know, we've been talking about Windows as a service for you know, quite a while, well over a year since we, you know, went public with what we planned to do. As I've been out visiting organizations and kind of getting a view of how they're interpreting all of this, one thing that's, you know, become very, very clear to me is many of them have not internalized the changes that's also going to require to their management tool. You know, if you're living in a world where every couple of months, Windows is deploying out a new set of capabilities, new functionality, not service packs, but literally new functionality, your management solution also has to be delivered as a service because it has to be updated at the same cadence to expose the new capabilities. So what has Config Manager been doing in cloud connecting to deliver Config Manager as a service as well?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we've kind of heard that loud and clear. So what we've done is in the next version of Config Manager coming out this year, we've built a connector to the cloud, which really allows customers to get the latest management capabilities along with the kind of timelines that you'll see the Windows capabilities come out with. Support for those new features. So what's kind of attractive about that from a customer perspective is rather than thinking of, oh, great, new version of an operating system, I got to go through a big rollout and update my management infrastructure, and that might sort of delay the adoption of these great new operating system capabilities. Instead, what you can expect to see is just a lightweight update that kind of shows up in your SCCM console, and you just have to enable it. And it just, you know, lights up those new capabilities and kind of off you go. And I know it kind of sounds like a, you know, a magic scenario, but that's really what we've worked hard with the Windows team on to pull off, because I think one of the big lessons we learned from the past operating system releases is that we can't have that initial deployment conversation be, great, got to go update my management tool. Yeah. And that just adds just too many calendar months to get customers enabled.
And we made that mistake with Windows 8.
Absolutely.
With Windows 8, you know, in order to be able to deploy Windows 8, you had to upgrade to a new version of Config Manager. And so essentially upgrading to Config Manager 2012 became the blocker for those organizations that wanted to move up to Windows 8. And, you know, there was a valid technical reason for that. You know, the changes that were made in ADK were just so significant we couldn't get them, to work with the older versions of Config Manager. But certainly we heard loud and clear from you, don't ever do that again. So we have really done, I would say, the best we've ever done in the 12 years that I've been working on Config Manager and SMS to where, you know, today we released service packs in May that addressed all known compatibility issues that we were aware of in 2012 and 2012 R2, which is where almost 90% of the SCCM installed base is at right now. So they can now deploy and manage Windows 10 with what they already have deployed.
Right. Yeah, just a fantastic story for our existing customers is they're effectively unblocked. Go ahead, go deploy Windows, you know, Windows 10. Our release products right now will support you in that. I can't remember the last time, if ever, we've been able to say that. I don't think we've actually ever been able to say that. So I think that's a, you know, a real great benefit for our customers to kind of get going with deploying Windows 10.
And I think one of the things that enabled that is we've just seen phenomenal backwards compatibility with Windows 10. You know, as I take a look at the number of issues that we've discovered as we've been, you know, working with Windows 10, and, you know, we're already managing over 50,000 PCs here at Microsoft with Windows 10, I think we found fewer compatibility issues than we have in any release I've worked on.
Yeah, and I think to the credit of the Windows team, that really just goes to their focus on the enterprise. You know, we've had some just great working relationships over the last several years as this, you know, this operating mm-hmm. system has been developed, to not just sort of focus on the new features that are coming out, which are super important. There are a lot of great enterprise value features in Windows 10, but also just sort of an appreciation of, you got to make it easy for customers to actually get to the new operating system. And that's where they've done work to, you know, make sure that, you know, key compatibility issues don't surface. So, you know, we work with them to make sure that, hey, we're seeing some bugs. Can you help us out in this area? And maybe not make it be a go do a massive upgrade of your management infrastructure, because that's just not really good for the, you know, the Windows deployment story all up.
There's definitely been more of a focus on the enterprise in this release than I've ever seen in my 12 years here. You know, I think, you know, Mark's a very humble guy. I think you underplayed a little bit the work that you guys have done in cloud connecting Config Manager. I mean, we've been working on this for a couple of years. You know, any organization that today is running the hybrid scenario of Intune and Config Manager is essentially running in a cloud connected world. And so we've been able to build on that and enhance that. And, you know, and if you take a look at where we've come from that hybrid scenario, with the service packs, we took some significant steps to, you know, make sure that we had parity with what was in the Config Manager console as well within Intune. As we come out with the next version of Config Manager, we've addressed, you know, at least 97-98% of our ability to deploy down any kind of an update from Intune in the cloud into Config Manager, which I think the Config Manager administrators will just love.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it really just kind of goes to the heart of, you know, these changes in operating systems, you know, Windows or other, you know, they're just coming out fast and furious. Mm-hmm. We need to really, you know, make sure that our management tool can support that. So really the best kind of way to go do that is to connect your SECM infrastructure to the cloud. Yep. And then that kind of allows us to be in a really good position to kind of provide servicing releases to you in a really rapid way. And, you know, in a way that, you know, we can, you know, make sure that that's not a high risk situation for you.
And it's something we've worked on for a couple of years. And one of the points that I make in this blog series out there is, you know, if you're using one of the other PC management solutions, or even, you know, if you're thinking about, can one of the MDM solutions provide me what I need for Windows 10? The answer is honestly no. They're not going to be agile in terms of being able to update every couple of months. It's taken us a couple of years to get this built in the right way. So, you know, if you have friends or if you're in an organization that's still using an Altiris, a Landesk, you know, a Big Fix, go down the list, it is time for you to move. SECM is the best way that you're going to be able to use and deploy Windows 10. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that the Windows team did in just core Windows that makes the upgrade to Windows 10 better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So just kind of aligned with their focus on the enterprise, what they did was they kind of looked at, you know, how can we shorten the time period? How can we make it easy for people to move from, let's say, Windows 7 to Windows 10? And what they've done is they've invested a lot in the upgrade piece. And what I mean by that is, you know, just doing kind of your normal, how do I run an upgrade path from Windows 7 to 10? They've addressed a lot of key issues that prevented enterprises from doing that in the past. Like a great example is if you're running a kind of a multi-language build, or you have, you know, different languages that you need to support with language packs. They've really addressed a lot of those issues as well as others to ensure that you have a feasible path now using upgrade. They've also done a great job putting app compat checks in the actual setup engine so that it can kind of check for potential issues before an upgrade surfaces. And then we have ways using Config Manager to actually get that information back in a pre-flight mode. So you can actually go out and assess your environment before actually triggering the upgrade itself. So, you know, Windows itself has just sort of done a lot to support upgrade. And, you know, as a result of that, you know, we've done a lot of work to kind of help enable that as well with our operating system deployment feature. You know, we've made some pretty significant modifications to that to make that a real first-class experience. You know, if we were to be sort of fair to ourselves, in the past, we really focused on your device refresh or wipe and load scenario, which was kind of about taking a machine and really just going down to the bare metal and building it back up. But now we have, in the next version of Config Manager, really a first-class experience there with our operating system deployment feature, so that you can really gain this benefit of these upgrade enhancements, which will really shrink the amount of time to flip a machine from 7 to Windows 10.
And as you think about, you know, these updates are going to be coming out every couple of months, most of those are going to be in-place upgrades. They're not going to be kind of a wipe and load. You know, in the past, I would hear from customers, you know, about 50% of the time we do a wipe and load, about 50% of the time we do an in-place upgrade. You know, as we project out going forward, I think more and more of that in-place upgrade is what will happen. Now, one of the things I love that the team did is some of the monitoring capability has been built now into OS deployment that gives organizations a better view of what's happening and where there have been problems.
Oh, yeah. And part of the reason why we kind of took the tactic of let's make sure we support upgrade as part of our kind of task sequence and OS deployment feature is you get all those great benefits that you have with OS deployment that you may have been using for years now with your kind of traditional wipe and load path. So you're able to just get detailed monitoring just in case there's a problem. You know, we all
Which
know
always are.
There are always some problems. So we're able to provide really detailed information about where maybe an upgrade had an issue. And then that way, if it did roll back, you could figure out, you know, why it actually rolled back. And we would preserve that monitoring state. Other benefits of using Config Manager are just our content distribution system.
Yeah.
You know, images aren't small, even in an upgrade sense. You still got, you know, binaries you need to move around. So you're able to use our kind of distributed infrastructure to help manage the impact on your wide area network. And just kind of other just general benefits there with upgrade, we've just tried to put that in the same line that we've done for years with operating system deployments so that you gain all those kind of native benefits of Config Manager.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things, if people go and link off onto the blog, one of the links that we have in the blog on OS deployment is some research that one of the websites had done where they asked IT professionals, what tool do you plan on using to upgrade to Windows 10? 62% of the respondents came back and said that they were going to use Config Manager. 37% said that they were going to use MDT, which is the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, which is based on the task sequencer from SCCM. So essentially, you know, we could say 98, 99% of the world plans on using Config Manager to upgrade. Then there was another interesting data point in that survey as well. They asked, you know, they kind of broke it out by customer segment. And in all organizations worldwide that were interviewed, if you had more than 10,000 PCs, 99% said that they use Config Manager for their PC management. So it really is the solution that the world will use to upgrade to Windows 10.
Oh, yeah. When we saw those results, we just loved them. and it just matches kind of what we see. And
well, it's come a long way since you and I first started working on Config Manager, yes. SMS, you know, 10, 12 years ago. Well, Mark, thanks for being here. Thanks for the work that the Config Manager team has done. I think as Windows 10 rolls out here over the next couple of months, people are going to love the fact that they can upgrade to Windows 10 using their existing Config Manager. And then as we come out with vNext and we start to light up some of those new capabilities, I think there'll be delight as they see this improved cadence, this continuous delivery of new value. I think customers, our end users, will actually love it because they continually get new value. I think IT pros will grow to love this as well because they're going to love the fact that they can continually enhance the working environment of their users. All right, so everybody, you know, my advice is, you know, go read some more of the blogs. There's more details on there. But get your hands on Windows 10 on that release code. Get it deployed. We've been running it here, you know, on all of our devices. We upgrade on a daily basis on many of our PCs. It's a fantastic operating system.
Thanks for listening to the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson. You can read all of the in-depth blog posts as well as listen to the other podcasts in this Windows 10 series by simply typing into your browser aka.ms/deploywin10. And you can also get in touch with Brad on Twitter at InTheCloudMSFT.